You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal, or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal, or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com. Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
All right, so we're working on some technical difficulties right now, but we got this thing up and running. Hey, Mike, how you doing today, Mike? Mike, there you go.
Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, Mike. Okay. How you doing? You got me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Welcome to the show, your show, everybody's show. This is
Sunday.
I think my name is Michael, and I think this Blind and Beyond. That's the name of the show, and what just happened, folks, so you should know what just happened. Somebody put my headphones on so loud that it blew me away. I thought I was going up to Chicago, and I'm in Florida, and I just got blown away.
Chicago.
I thought you fell out of your chair.
Yeah, I did. My goodness gracious. Anyway, this is your host, Michael, even though we had some difficulties. But now we're back on the air, and I want to wish you all... What am I going to wish you all? You just had Thanksgiving and you didn't have Christmas yet, so I'm wishing nothing. Just all be healthy and well.
A happy Sunday.
I wish you all well and healthy until it's time for Christmas. That's what I'm going to say. And listen, folks, in case you don't know what you just tuned into, this is called Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Let me introduce you to the players today. Oh, yeah, we got some good players here today. First to my right, Lynn Golder, my wife, co-host. You there, co-host Lynn Golder?
I'm here. I'm listening to you, Michael. Welcome, everybody, to it's the first Sunday in December for us.
December 3rd.
December 3rd, 2017. Wow.
And to my left, my main man, my other co-host, I think his name is Gary Sinclair. I'm not sure, but I think it is. Gary, you here?
Howdy doody, that's me, for sure.
It's him. Yeah, that's from the Sinclair. He's from the Sinclairs and Sinclairs, you know. That's right. He owns all these gas stations.
Yep.
Most people don't even know who Sinclair is. But anyway, that's before his time. Another time, that's when Gary Sinclair owned all the gas stations up and down the East Coast.
And then I sold them and retired so I could be on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
There you go. And listen, folks, you want to call in, which I hope you do. It's 407-894-1680. I hope I said it right with all the other stations, all the phone numbers I've given out. 407-894-1680. Gary, am I saying it right?
Are you finished?
You
with
are.
Your
you're good. Great on it now.
Are you finished with your introductions?
Yeah.
Why? Are you ready? I'm turning me off already?
Lynn's got something to say.
No,
I got to go in the boys' room or
no,
something?
No, you forgot somebody.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say a word. I wasn't going to say a word. I was just going to let this thing ride all the way through and just pop in out of nowhere.
Wait a minute. You know what I forgot?
He's been on the air too long.
I forgot
today.
The engineer, the man behind the scenes, the man without the show. There's no show because if he don't turn the dials, we're off. So anyway, his name is Kanyunkle. Kanyunkle. His name otherwise known is, listen to him, I'm going to say it softly, Chris Shaw.
Howdy, guys.
Chris Shaw. Don't tell anybody. Chris Shaw is behind the scenes. Chris Shaw.
Good morning. Good evening. How you doing? See, I'm still in the morning.
Well, Chris Shaw is behind the scenes, and three of us are over here on the scenes, and you folks listening, you can call in anytime you want. If you have a finger, and you can use the finger, the right finger, of course, not another finger, but the right one, the point finger, that point the phones, and you want to call us up and say something you have to say, call us up. As long as you don't scream too loud, 407-894-1680. Lynn.
What are you yelling at? Michael, you've been on the air too long.
He's trying to, he want to make sure he hear you loud and clear.
I want to hear you loud and clear, baby.
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
You
sing.
I don't have anything to say.
I've been listening to Gary's voice. I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Well, I'll have plenty to say after.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
Hey, Michael.
What are we talking about today, Gary? Let's give the common, the theme thread that's going through the whole show.
He said, I'm in trouble.
What? I say, you know, the people that do want to call in, which Michael just is not cluing you in, it's 407-894-1680, right, Michael?
I think so, but I might have to leave the room since I'm getting in trouble here.
And if you go on vacation, I have one more number for you.
Oh, here we go.
It's 518-712-0057. Once again, 518-712-0057. And that's for all you going on vacation and out of town. You don't want to miss the show.
I got to tell some people what I did. I have to give myself a pat on the back. I did something that I don't think anybody else would have done what I did. Listen, I did, Chris. We got a problem in our new house. The water company thinks, I guess, they own this world. And they can charge anything they want. And all of a sudden, they gave us a charge this month.
You have 2 minutes, Michael.
They just got crazy, gave us a water bill that's absurd. So what do you think I did, Gary?
Call and complain.
No. I went to my neighbors up and down the
street.
Oh,
and blamed your neighbor.
No, I went and asked them. I said, did they have the same problem?
Okay.
And they said they did. I said, we got to get together and get against the water company. And they're all going to do that. So that's why I say being aggressive, because I got aggressive and I went to all the neighbors and said, rather than just stand there and take it, I went to all the neighbors and said, do you have the same problem?
It's called power by numbers.
That's exactly what I did. Powers by numbers. What, Lynn?
No, I just wanted to say before we go to break, I believe we're going to be, our guest caller's on. We'll be talking to him after the break. But I just wanted to remind everybody that today is International Disability Awareness Day. And later in the hour, Chris doesn't know it, but he'll be reading about it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Did you see the email?
Yeah, I saw it.
Because I like your voice. Okay, so we'll be talking about International Disability Awareness Day. And I guess we're going to break in about, 30 seconds?
In less than 25 seconds.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
And then we'll take our call.
All you folks out there, stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. The phone number is 407-894-1680 for those of you who want to call in and say something. Just making sure it's clean and nice and sweet. You want to say something derogatory? Call another radio station. Okay.
All right. We have somebody.
Okay. We have a guest on the line.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Why don't you introduce him, Michael?
I will. A friend, I hope. I hope he thinks of my friend. And he is, his name is Richard. His name is Richard Aline.
And he's the communications manager.
Wait a minute. Let me say it the words out of my mouth. Communication manager of the Lighthouse Central Florida. That's right. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Richard.
I'm here.
Hi, good evening, Richard.
How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I guess, all right. If my wife doesn't yell at me anymore, I'm good.
Well, listen, thanks for having me on. And I first got to say, again, thank you guys for inviting my wife and I to attend your anniversary dinner. It was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
We met some great people. The food was delicious. Great conversation. Excellent. And both of you were tremendous hosts. So, again, thank you guys.
You're welcome. So more than welcome. You were there, Richard.
Thank you for coming.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So what's going on over at the Lighthouse Central Florida these days? Give us an update.
Look, we just started our new fiscal year, and we're excited about what's on tap, and some of the accomplishments that we've seen over the past year. Things are good. We're always looking to expand our services. As you guys know, that in the Tri-County area alone, that's Orange, Osceola, and Seminole, it's estimated that they're between 80 and 100,000 folks could benefit from our services. And, we're not just talking about totally blind individuals or individuals who are totally blind, but the entire spectrum of vision loss. There's a whole lot of work that still needs to be done to reach these individuals and let them know that our services are out there to help them. Gain a full sense of independence through quality vision-specific rehabilitation. But I mean, look, this is the time of year for gift giving, and I believe you mentioned this last Sunday, Lynn. We're really excited about this partnership that we've got going on for the holiday season.
This
year we're encouraging everyone to send a gift of specialty organic coffee. Mm-hmm. We're really pleased to partner with a Deland-based roasting house. The name's Brayton Community Roaster, and we've got a special limited time only fundraising initiative going on with them. So through your purchase of a 2-pack order of their specialty coffee, Brayton will donate $5 to support the programming over at Lighthouse Central Florida. And here's how it works: you go online. Their web address is communityroaster.com, and you select any of their, I believe there are about five different blends of their specialty coffee.
There are.
And for every 2-pack order you make, $5 goes back to Lighthouse. So it's a fun, it's an easy way of enjoying your favorite beverage and also supporting Lighthouse services. So if you want to call in, if you don't want to go online, you can call in at this number. It's 407-902-3208. Again, it's Brayton Community Roasters. And it's fantastic coffee. I'm gonna send over a couple of packets for you guys to sample.
Richard,
are you guys coffee drinkers?
Richard, I just noticed because I have to order them yet. They have decaf.
Michael
drinks decaf. Yeah, I don't.
They do have decaf. It's called Invasion.
So do you do you like Elvira, Monster?
Yes.
Which one do you
have?
Snake
Bomb. I am a fan of Elvira. It's she's the mistress of the dark roast. So that's their darkest blend.
And
I love the packaging too, because just the packaging is really funky and really cool. But the coffee is also quality stuff, and it's roasted here in Deland. So you're supporting a local organization and with really great tasting coffee, and it makes a really good holiday gift.
And also, I've just noticed that you have to pick the ones that are ground, because the Snake Bomb is whole bean. So
yes,
you got to make sure.
I think they have whole bean and ground for all of their coffee.
Oh,
you just have to specify which one.
Good.
And also at checkout, you have to reference Lighthouse CFL.
I see that.
In order for us to get the donation from the purchase. So at checkout, just make sure you reference Lighthouse CFL.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. What else have we got? We've been working with the City of Orlando and Osceola County government to reach these newly arrived Puerto Rican migrants. Obviously, these are folks that have left Puerto Rico in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, because I mean the island has been just totally devastated, and recovery looks like it's going to take years. So I'm not sure if you guys know this, but there's a form of albinism that's known as Hermansky-Pudlak, and it's a hereditary condition that occurs when the body fails to produce enough of the pigment melanin, and obviously pigmentation in the eye is essential for normal vision. So according to the National Organization of Rare Disorders, this particular disorder, Hermansky-Pudlak, affects males and females in equal numbers, and it's most prevalent in persons from Northwest Puerto Rico.
No kidding.
So and it affects of that population. It affects one in every 1,800 residents. So one in 21 individuals of Northwest Puerto Rican descent are believed to be carriers of the Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome. So there's a very good chance that among the waves of Puerto Rican migrants that are resettling in Central Florida after Maria, there are persons who are living with this form of albinism and likely in need of our services. So we're working with both these jurisdictions, City of Orlando and Osceola County to effectively reach folks who may need our services. So, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing. We're trying to obviously reach them the best way that we can, and you know, Save Orlando and Osceola are helping us do that. So, we're looking forward to being able to serve folks in this community.
Richard, one thing I want to mention, that before you mentioned about the 80,000 to 100,000 people in the area, but for a lot of the people that are driving around in their cars, they're sighted, and they might have a relative or a friend that might just, I'm saying macular degeneration, and they might not realize that they can go to you for help also.
Let me address this. This is Michael. I'm going to talk to Richard and our community. Let's use this parallel, which is amazing. I think about this all the time. It's not just the blind community, but let's look at the sighted community.
Right.
The sighted community is how many people vote? They don't vote, and then they complain later when something happens, but they don't vote. There's 100% turnout? Nope. There's 70% turnout? No. I mean, there'll be an election on 18, which won't be presidential. You'll see how many people don't vote. And the same thing is,
that's right, Michael.
We have an audience listening to this radio show. They tell us 300,000 or 400,000 people listen to this show every Sunday. Yet, you'll hear the same people call up all the time with the show. And why don't the other people call up? They don't. They don't pick the phone up and dial our phone number. And that's why I'm saying to all the people, why don't you call up? They just don't. Why don't these people go to Lighthouse when you're listening to the show, when there's 80 to 100,000 people who are out there, and probably half of you are listening to the show, and you don't go to Lighthouse? Well, first of all,
any
Lighthouse, just so you'll know, when you go to Lighthouse, they're not charging. You don't walk in and pay.
Right.
The state pays. Is that right, Richard? State pays. You don't. The individual don't pay, right?
Well, this is an interesting point. So these obviously are life transforming programs offered at no fee to eligible members of the public. But these programs do cost money to run, right? So Lighthouse, as a nonprofit organization, relies on a network of large and small gift donors, corporate and community partners, as well as volunteers, to ensure that these services are available year round. And yes, we do have a significant amount of funding from the state. But just saying that, oh, it's free, you don't have to pay for anything, I think that it's a little misleading, because yes, it's no fee to eligible members, but you know, when we start saying that, you know, services and programs are free, people tend to think that, you know, there's no real value to it.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying the perception is among the public is that, oh, it's free, then it must not be that good. I'm not saying you're saying that. I know that you've been through our programs. You know how quality they are, Michael. I'm just saying that there tends to be that perception. So you know, that may be part of the reason why folks may not be jumping, you know, to call. Like, oh, how good could these programs be? But I want everyone to know that the instructors that we have are all credentialed professionals who know exactly what they're doing, and you are getting value for the vision-specific rehab services that we offer.
So, yeah, but there's another issue.
Yes, what?
The other issue, Richard, not to interrupt, but the other issue is, yes, what you're saying is correct, but there's another issue. The other issue is that big people, let's just say, who are visually impaired, thinking, oh, I can't afford to go. I might want to go, but I can't afford it. Well, the answer is, I'm saying to those people, you don't have to worry about them costing you any money when you walk through the door, because if you qualify, which means you qualify when you're visually impaired and blind. That's what you have to, first you have to qualify that way. You have to be visually impaired and blind. So if you are
impaired. You got to take that first step. And it begins with a phone call. It begins with coming in, talking to one of our intake specialists, and seeing if you know if this is something that you could benefit from.
Hey, Richard.
If you have an eye doctor that's referred you, you should definitely come in and talk to us and learn about the services that we offer.
Richard,
wait, Gary. But most doctors don't recommend anything. They don't say anything about anything.
What did you have to say?
Well, we're hoping that that's something that we can change, and I can talk a little bit about that soon. I mean, there's a lot happening at Lighthouse Works, and part of what we're doing, particularly our tech services division over at Lighthouse Works, has to do with making it easier for eye health professionals to easily refer patients for vision rehabilitation. So our Lighthouse Works Tech Services team has recently designed a web-based physician referral app that allows eye doctors to quickly refer eligible patients to the appropriate vision rehabilitation agency serving that patient's geographic area. So this is a statewide initiative, right?
I'd like to learn more about that later.
Me too.
I'd like to learn more about that, Richard.
You've heard about this?
No, I said at a later date, I'd like to learn more about that.
Richard,
oh,
you can have somebody call in.
It's something that you guys have to take a call?
No, Gary would like to talk to you.
I had something I want to say, Richard. I want to say, because I want to tell the public how easy this is, how Lighthouse cares and works right away with you. I have a person I just sent, told him about, within a month's time, the gentleman had no vision in one eye for years. He fell and hurt his other eye badly. He can never see again, they said, at Palmer, Baskin Palmer. So his roommate or landlord called me. He says, "What do I do?" He says, "This man's lost. I got to work and I can't take care. He can't even get to the bathroom." He says, "Need some help." I said, "Well, I'll tell you, you need to go to the Division of Blind Services or get a hold of Lighthouse or whatever. They'll work with you." They got a hold of Lighthouse, and Lighthouse got a Division of Blind Services, got him all set up through the state to be registered as a legally blind person now. And the Lighthouse has now taken him, and he's already went through his interview and set up for classes. Within a month's time, he's going to start classes January the 6th, I think he said. And he says, "They're so nice down there. They treated me so well. They told me I'm going to be able to socialize with other people, and I'm not going to get in a rut, and I'm going to learn how to use a cane. They're going to teach me how to cook." And he is so excited because Lighthouse was so nice to him, and I want to thank you so very much.
No, absolutely, Gary, and I know you've gone through those services yourself many years ago, and all it is about taking that first step. And Michael talks about this all the time, about folks who, for whatever reason, hesitate to take that first step towards full independence and living beyond these so-called restrictions of vision loss. And I know that's something that Michael always harps on. You got to take that first step, though, folks. You got to be willing to say that I'm no longer going to stay in this rut. I'm no longer
want to be dependent on other people. You want to
have to admit that you need help.
Be independent.
You have to admit that you need help. Correct.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just have to take.
And
that
it doesn't
first step.
Do it in one. Some people takes a year before they'll accept that I'll go and learn some. I was tough.
Well,
at first.
You did that.
I was tough, man. Don't tell me I'm going blind. I ain't going to no blind school. Well, then I finally went. I gave up on my wife. I went, and man, it's the best thing ever happened to me.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank
yes.
you so much for sharing. And please put it on the docket. We'd like to have somebody call in and talk about the new referral program with the doctors.
Yep.
We really want to learn about that.
Thank you, Richard.
Absolutely. I just wanted to mention one other thing before we got off.
Sure.
So I don't know. Gary, do you use Access Links at all?
Oh, yes. That's how I got here.
Yeah, so I know probably a significant amount of your listening audience has probably taken it. So, I mean, it's the paratransit service here in Central Florida, and its CEO, Edward Johnson,
he was on
our board.
Yeah, he was.
And you guys have had him on. You had Ed on.
Yes.
And I tell you what, Richard, they're so good. It only costs $4 each way to go. I mean, in three counties, that's pretty cheap.
So what did you want to tell us about Access Links?
No, I was just saying that they Links recently adopted, and I'm reading from their press release because this was just released on Friday. They're adopting this mobility management service model for Access Links program improvement. So Links will be changing the way Access Links service is delivered effective December 1st.
Wow.
The agency will be transitioning to a mobility management model to provide improved travel options and customer service for the Access Links program. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty inexpensive, Gary, but, you know, if we're all being honest here, you know, we'll admit that, you know, it does have its occasional hiccups.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
In terms of getting folks to where they need to be on time, picking up folks on time, add-ons, things like that. So customers will still be able to book their trips online.
Yep.
Or by calling their 407-423-8747 number. So for customers who can utilize non-Access Links vehicles for the trips, may be provided by bus, taxi, or rideshare companies. So those are the Ubers and Lyfts. This will allow Links to provide customers the most efficient travel vehicle, and customers will be offered free travel training to learn how to use the program's new models of transportation. So this is pretty big. This is pretty big, and we love that Ed has initiated this. They're definitely listening to, their ridership in terms of what's needed and how their service can be improved. So I just want to say kudos to Ed Johnson and the Links organization for listening to their ridership and coming up with new modes of transportation and new models to enable the transportation disadvantage of the region to better have transportation options. Well, so
that's good
kudos
news.
To them.
Good news. Okie dokie, we have to go to break, but we wanted to thank you, Richard, for giving us all the news.
And have a Merry Christmas there, Richard.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Okay,
and, we'll, as soon as we have more details on the physician referral app, I'll let you know then.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
A healthy and happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Richard.
Thanks very much, guys. We'll
Thanks
talk soon.
Thanks for coming on board. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So on a break, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. You can call us anywhere in the country. Call us. We'd like to talk to you. I'd like to hear what's going on in your city. And by the way, if you want to write to us, or if you miss any part of the show, go to our web. It's Blind, and don't forget A-N-D, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. If you want to write to us, which I hope you do, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all one word. Right now, I personally want to dedicate this song. This is not trivia. This is a, let's put it this way. I wasn't so good yesterday. I knew my wife. And I'm still apologizing to my wife. So this is my song to my wife. And this is a dedication. Johnny Mathis. Yeah, right. I know. This is to my wife. Johnny Mathis, the song is called, listen to the words, The 12th of Never.
You ask how much I need you.
Listen.
Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. Ask how long I'll love you, I'll tell you true, until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving.
Chris, you did a good job, buddy. I had my headphones off, and I heard you in there singing good.
That was dedicated to my wife, Lynn. But also, it's also dedication from Don Wilkerson with his girlfriend who's not feeling well. And Don, I hope I say her name right. Gwendolyn, I hope it, I'm saying
that's
it right.
That's right. Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
I hope she's feeling better. I hope she gets well soon.
Yep.
And thank you for telling me about that song because I forgot all about the 12th
great,
of Never.
Great
and when
song,
I heard it
12th
today,
of Never.
When I heard it today, I said, oh, I got to play this because I was bad. And I hope my wife's going to forgive me soon.
She will.
Okay. And, Gary, so Gary I've got, you had a
now
shout
I've
out.
Got to get well, too. Tanya, that always calls in, she's a new, very dedicated listener to the show. And loves the show so much, and she almost made it to the anniversary party but couldn't go because she wound up in the hospital that evening. She'd been in there for almost a week, and now she's in rehab.
Well,
so if you're listening,
well.
Tanya, you get yourself better now, and then call on in. And I have one other person out there that I want to recognize, and Michael and I use the Jitterbug phone with great calls, and we have our own live personal operators when we call and ask for to dial a number for us. And this person's name, Judy. And she and it was amazing because I talked to her a little bit and told her about the radio show. And she goes, oh, my gosh, what timing. She says, I'd love to hear the show because I just found out I'm starting to go blind myself. So, Judy, give us a call in and tell us about yourself a little bit. And, yeah, we'd like to hear it. And it's nice to
I hope
to
she's
make,
listening, Gary.
Yeah, I hope she's listening. If you need a number again, it's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
All right. Gary, we have to take a caller.
We have a caller. But right now, before we go to trivia, we have a caller right now who's calling in
Maybe
from
the
state of Washington. Want to go to trivia
I
first?
I think you should do the trivia first. And young man, we'll take your call in a minute.
Just a minute.
Otherwise, we won't get the
phone. State of Washington, hold the phone. Or
yes.
We're just going to do the trivia real fast.
The trivia first.
Hold on.
Trivia time. Okay. Trivia time.
I wasn't expecting the bell.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
The name game. Shirley.
With me?
Shirley. Bo Burley. Bo Nana. Fana. Bo Furley. Fee. Fine. Bo Merley.
Shirley.
Lincoln, Hobington, Banana, Panna, Cofington, Fee, Fi, Homington,
Lincoln.
Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name. Then banana, fan, or in a and then I say the name.
The person is on the
okay,
air.
Okay, trivia
them.
Right now. Trivia. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? We have right now.
Well, let me introduce them.
Okay.
Gabe, Bo, Babe, Banana, Fan, Bo, Babe, Fee, Fi, Mo, Babe.
Gabe from Washington.
Hey, Gabe.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to call in. Sorry, I couldn't call in last week. I was a little bit sick.
We were wondering.
We were wondering what happened to you and your mama, because your mama wanted part of the show.
I'm glad you waited for me, Gabe. You waited for me. I'm glad. This is Gary. I'm glad you waited for me.
You're welcome.
Do you feel better now?
I feel a lot better.
Well, that's good. What, did you have the flu?
Well, I did kind of have, like, the reason why I didn't call in is because, like, my voice didn't sound anything like it does right now. My voice was cracking a lot, and I had a stuffy nose, and I was pretty much, like, laying in bed all day. But the good news was I was better the day after that.
Well, that's good, because we love your voice now.
Wait a minute. Gabe.
What?
Gabe. This is
yes?
This is Michael. Gabe, tell the folks who are listening to you for the first time how old you are, Gabe.
I am 12 years old.
You're 12
almost
years old.
About to be 13 on January 11th.
Yay.
January 11th, you'll be 13, but you're 12 right now.
Yep.
Yep.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at the Washington State School for the Blind.
Wow.
Very good.
Can you do Braille?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good for you calling in.
Yeah, it's getting cold up there now, Gabe.
Ooh, yes, it is. The high today, get ready for this.
Okay.
Well, you are in 75 and 80 degree weather.
Yes. Right.
We are in 48, 50 degree weather. Ooh. Here.
And it's going to get colder, I heard.
It is.
Well, we have that at night where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, thanks for calling in, yes. Gabe.
You're welcome. I can't wait to call back next week.
Right. Okay, you do that.
Why don't you tell your friends to listen, too? Yeah. Maybe they would like to call in.
I have been. Okay. I've been calling everybody that I know, and they're listening right now.
Okay.
And you know what you need to do, Gabe? You need to talk your parents into coming down here and taking to Disney World. Then we can have you on the air here.
Oh, that would be cool. I'll ask them. That would be really cool. I've never been to Florida before.
Well, you need to come and see us.
That's right.
Well, tell Mommy we said hi.
Tell your mother we said hi.
Okay, I'll let her know. I think she's in the shower right now, though.
All right. Well,
okay,
we're hanging up. Thank
you.
Take care.
Take care, honey.
You okay,
take
too.
Care.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Gabe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we did a trivia. We're going to break.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know who was singing that song, the last one we heard. See you on the other side of the break.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flex. Example, waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march as you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop an accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a survey about accessibility. Voting. Join the march. Voice your opinion and help make history design the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignForAll.com. That's VotecDesignForAll.com.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. And you're listening to Blind, and we heard the funny story off the air. Gary's got to tell this story. This is funny. Lynn and I never heard this before. This
Gary,
is the funniest thing I ever heard.
Why okay. It came to your
listen
mind.
To the story.
All right. What happened is Lynn asked me during the break, would I like a mint?
And chocolate
I said,
mint.
Chocolate mint. And I said, oh, yeah, I love chocolate mints. I said, that reminds me of a story. I went on a cruise one time, on a cruise ship. And on cruise ships, they like to put little mints on your pillow when you go to bed. Well, the next day I had to talk to him. I said, Captain, he's I says, I got a problem a little bit. I got to tell you. I says, I went to bed last night, and I woke up this morning, and I couldn't hear out of water. And he says, what happened? I says, well, when I went to sleep last night, I didn't know you. I'm fine, and I didn't know you put him out of my pillow. The wrapper came off, and the mint melted in the ear. So I said, please don't put mint on blind people's pillows anymore.
Oh, so the mint went in his ear.
Yeah. At least you can laugh about it.
I heard about melting in your mouth, but not in your ear.
That's good chocolate when it melts in your ear, buddy.
That's funny.
Gary, that is so cute.
Now you hear sweet sound.
Minty sound.
You know, sometimes being blind can be funny. Things that happen.
So nobody got the answer, so we'll give the answer. Nobody's calling up. Nobody got it.
Story.
All right, so let's give the answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
that was just a sweet ring to it.
Lynn, you give the answer
no,
to who?
Actually, it's Gary's song.
So Gary, I don't even know it.
Wait.
Well, you don't know who's saying
it? Oh, wait, you don't know
who's
saying
it, Chris?
It? Oh,
I guess it's a chocolate-filled moment, dear.
Oh, you know the name of the song, but you don't know who sang it. Oh, okay, yeah. Chris, tell him who sang it.
It's Shirley Ellis.
There you go.
Shirley Ellis. Shirley Ellis.
1964.
The Name Game.
The Name Game.
All right.
I didn't play that song. I have to play that song
that
on my
so
only
funny.
Show.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the sweet melody. You get it?
Oh, Chris, you did sing so nice back in that song.
Hey, folks.
I just wish Chris would sing a song.
If you can have a funny story, you would like to say something happened when you were blind or during your vision impaired.
Yeah. Tell us a funny story.
Tell us a funny story. Like Gary
we're laughing
said.
With
we're
Gary,
laughing
not at
no,
us.
We're laughing
with
him.
So,
just a short story, not a real long.
Nothing really
one,
yeah. long, but something that's funny. We like to laugh too. Yeah. We're not laughing. No, trust me, we're not laughing at you.
You
here
tell,
we are, blind folks all laughing at each other.
You should tell that story to Greg Lindbergh, and he can publish it in the White Cane Bulletin. They must have some little anecdotes section.
Greg's
there.
407-894-1680. You want to call up and tell us something that's funny?
407-894-1680.
Who's calling?
Oh, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Sherry from Bronx.
Hi, Sherry Bond.
From Orlando.
It was nice seeing you at the party yesterday.
Hi, Sherry.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. Did you guys get the trivia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it. I just turned on. Oh, shoot.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, maybe the second hour.
Well, I'll tell you what the song was. You remember the Name Game?
Yes.
That was
the song. The Name Game.
I know
game.
You sung it, too. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Wow. Sharp. How's Bailey feeling?
She's still
not well.
She's over at she's staying at the vet's for the weekend.
We'll leave her there until she feels better.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So do you have anything funny to say? Because Gary just told something funny that happened to him. It's very funny.
I know. I just turned it on and I missed it. It's so sad. And it, so what,
well, Sherry, it was a sweet ring to it. You'll get it.
Gary will have to tell you when he sees you.
Here, that'll go to our archives.
Oh, yeah, listen to the podcast.
Listen
when it's
to
up.
The podcast. You're guaranteed to laugh.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
All right, well, you guys, great to have a good show.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
Sherry.
I'll listen for that next trivia.
Sherry, real quickly, did you hear Richard Aline talking about Access Links? There are going to be some big changes.
Yes.
All right.
I've gotten emails about it, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's hope they're good changes.
I hope so. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, Sherry, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye, Gary. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. I was telling some of my students the other day, I remember the day the earth stood still for me in my life. When I was around in the third grade, I did some stuff that I had no business doing. And, you know, as a kid in classroom, you trying to be the bully or the whatever you want to call it. The teacher said, Mr. Shaw, I'm going to call your mother. I said, call. I gave her the phone number and all. 624-198. Now, I gave her the number because I knew everybody was gone. Well, I didn't realize my mom had got off of work and she was at the house. So my cousin in the classroom with me, and he's saying, Chris, your mom at the door. Sit down. Quit standing in the chair. Sit down. I'm like, man, my mom at work. Chill out. I'm just going in. And the whole class just got quiet. My mom's standing at the door. And I could read lips. That's when I learned how to read lips at an early age. Yeah. She said, I'm about to tear you up. Well, I must have turned around and tried to sit down so quick. But my mama came in that classroom. Everything looked like it just went in slow motion for me. It was just slow.
How old were you?
I was in the third grade.
Oh, third grade.
So,
10 years old, probably.
Yeah, and all I remember is just getting towed down from the floor down. My mama whooped me in front of everybody in the classroom.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Yeah.
I learned my lesson about school right then and there, and I think I apologize to that teacher. I still apologize to this day.
That teacher will never forget that day.
That's that teacher you'll never forget.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. That's something, Chris. Oh, my goodness, it's 8 o'clock. Oh, wow. Yeah, but this clock says already. 9 o'clock, but I know it's 8 o'clock.
The only thing I ever did really bad was knock down a house.
With a bulldozer.
Yeah, with a bulldozer.
All right, we're going.
We're going to break. Say two. Blind and Beyond. We'll be back with the second hour of Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Yeah.